I'm reading a book, but the truth is it's been half an hour and I'm still on the same page. I'm not reading, instead I'm waiting for you. I can hear you in your office taking calls, yelling orders, even if I don't see you, it's turning me on. I can easily imagine how handsome you look right now. You probably loosen your tie, maybe rub your forehead. I moan to the image I have in my mind, me on my knees in front of you, pulling out your cock, opening my mouth. Having your cock deep in my throat is what helps you release tension. Fuck. I feel the temperature of my body rising. You have this effect on me, but I'm not allowed to touch myself. You order, I obey. Well, I try. I rub my thighs together, searching for some friction. It's not touching, right? As I let the book fall, I can't help but yelp. The vibration took me by surprise. You finished your work and you're calling me. It's difficult to walk the distance that separates us. I was waiting for your call for hours. Now, the seconds to walk to you seem like an eternity. I open the door. I like the way you're looking at me right now, like I was a fucking goddess walking on earth. I'm wearing your favourite outfit. Heels and nothing else. My body is shivering like it does any time I'm near you. My nipples are hard as they are aching to be touched, pinched and sucked. You ask me what took me so long. I turn around to show you the butt plug in my ass. The same controlled butt plug we bought together weeks ago. The one you slid inside me this morning, asking me to wait for your call. You ask me to use my words, and I answer that it's difficult to walk through the house with a butt plug still buzzing in my ass. I'm surprised by the tone I used. You don't like it when I talk back with attitude. But sometimes, I can't help myself. I lock eyes with yours, waiting for your reaction, but I don't have to wait long. The sound of the vibration is loud in this quiet room. My breath becomes heavy, and I feel my heart pounding in my chest as I watch you playing with the remote, holding my gaze all along. It becomes difficult to stand still the more you increase the intensity of the toy. This is how you react to me being bratty. I would be lying if I said I don't like this. I know how to push your buttons and I'm not scared to go too far. I trust you. You ask me to come and sit on your desk. I let out a sigh of relief when you stop controlling the toy. You don't need to ask what I have to do next. We did this multiple times. I grab the metal ruler and hold it out to you. Spreading my legs, I wait in anticipation for what's coming next. I welcome the first blow on my pussy with pleasure, the cold sensation of the steel, the perfect contrast with the burn of the strike. You know I like the pain and you always know how to give it to me. 9 slaps later and I'm already a whimpering mess. Please, sir, I need you. I don't actually know how I managed to form the sentence. It's just become second nature in me, I guess. You smile at me as you place yourself between my legs. The kiss you gave me left me fuzzy, and I need more. I need you in me. Your eyes are telling me that you need me too. How can't I feel desired when you're looking at me like this, eyes full of lust for me, only me? I feel the cold of the ruler going up my body. You trace the contour of my breasts with it. I bite my lips. I don't have the time to feel the pain from the slap on my breast. Your lips are already around my nipples, sucking it into your mouth. You give the pain, but you know how to kiss the pain away too. Your fingertips slide up along my inner thighs, brushing my lips. My skin is sensitive but still calls your name. Fuck, how do you do that? A simple touch and my body and soul ache for you. I think I left a stain on the desk as you whisper to me how wet I am for you. How good of a slut I am under my ladylike appearance. How easy it is for you to slide not two, but three fingers in my cunt. Your thumb rubs my clit with the same rhythm you played with the remote earlier. Takes me a few minutes to beg for you to let me come. I need it so much. I need you more. You have me at your mercy right now. Having so much control of me is what turns you on. The fact that I trust you enough to let you do to me all the things you crave makes you the happiest man in the world. I know for a fact that the way I look now is making your cock throb in your trousers. And I need it. I need to feel it in me. And you need to feel me around you. This is the reason why you're asking me to bend over on your desk. You need to fuck me now. It's not always that you give me what I want so easily, so you still give me a quick spank for good measure. The tip of your cock tease is my entrance. I'm impatient and I push my hips towards you, but your hands are there to remind me that you are the one in control. You grab me with so much strength it leaves marks on my skin. How pretty I'll feel tomorrow with your handprints on me. You tease me more by sliding your cock between my lips before pushing in one hard thrust. It feels so good to feel full of you. With you, I feel complete. You don't leave me the time to adjust to the sensation. You start pounding in me the way we both like. Fast and rough. Moans and whimpers resonate through your office. And if you listen very, very closely, you can still hear the butt plug buzzing.